lived there until I was married. And then I moved back. I lived in that house about, I suppose, I'm trying to think how many years. I moved out 12 years ago.
Miss Farr, do I understand that your son designed this home for you? Did your son design this home for you?
Did he do what?
Design. Was he the architect?
Yes, he was the architect.
Was this done to your specifics?
No, I let him do what he wanted. He specifically knew what I wanted. I am not one of those people who had a house built and tells everybody they were all their ideas. Have you met many people like that?
Unfortunately.
I'm astonished at the people I meet. They don't give the architect any credit at all. My son is a very good modern architect, and he knew just what I wanted. I wanted a two-story house and a balcony.
Well, it's a beautiful house. I would say it's a lovely showcase for you and all the things that you've collected over the years.
Well, I think one of the reasons I didn't feel strange when I moved in, everything came with me together. I may have added a few little things, but that's about all.
And that's really what makes a place home, is when you bring
it. Now, you're not putting anything in about the blinds.
No, wait, let me stop this. And you can
cataloging them. Or you just kind of know where everything is?
Where?
Well, I notice you have books here. I'm sure you must have many in your studio.
In our other house, we had a book room, with books up to the ceiling all around. And when I moved, my son or I didn't want this to look like a library. Mm-hmm. So I had no place to put all those big art books. Mm-hmm. And I had the power.
I have books
upstairs in different places, bookshelf. And I have a bookshelf here. But you know, since these big books have come along, you don't know what to do with them.
There's almost no place to put them but on a table.
Well, I can't put all those. So when I get a little tired reading at night, I sometimes take one of them down and look at them. And they're very instructive.
Mm-hmm.
But that is not a decorative mode.
Have you ever thought about giving instruction? Would you ever be interested in something like
you
that?
You mean teaching?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I don't think I have time to give instruction. And I don't know. I just never have.
Do your grandchildren ever like to come into the studio?
Oh, yes. They come in.
Watch you work.
Okay. I can't work much when anybody's in. Have to be by myself. They're allowed in whenever they want to come. And I always like their criticism on what I'm doing.
Are we tiring you, Mrs. Farr?
No, I'm not a bit tired.
Okay.
The only thing you keep me from doing is pouting up.
Can you see any difference in the kind of social life that there is now as opposed to when you were raising your children?
What do you mean with that?
Well, you were always a very close family, you say, so that your life revolved around the family. Do you see the same kind of thing now, or do you see it spreading apart?
I think the difference. I think, for instance, some of my children have much more social life because they have children and their children have it, they bring them in. I have a very nice social life here. That's not down there.
I'll take it off.
It's a number of times, and you're interested in archaeology. Have you ever gone on digs and that sort of thing?
I never started on digs in Greece because I would have to have gone rather rigid.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't start going to Greece till about, I think, I went with my husband first, and then my son and daughter have a home on an island there, and I go every year to see them. But I go to all the museums and all the latest finds that they've dug out everywhere and everything.
Must be fascinating.
Oh, I'm crazy about it. I was always crazy about it. Even when I was a little girl, I rode in the streetcar out to Shady Avenue to school.
Mm-hmm.
I used to look for a Greek profile, that perfect straight line. I never found it in the streetcar.
No? Where is the source of your material?
This?
Yes.
No,
do you go to a quarry to...
I have gotten some in Italy, but there's a place in New York handles.
You choose each piece yourself?
Yeah, always. Never choose a block. Always a rough, very rough folder. I don't like blocks. I look at a piece and try to see, think what I see in it.
When you're down south, do you spend a lot of time at the seashore?
At the seashore in Greece?
No, in Florida. Because I noticed you say you do everything from memory, and...
No, from imagination.
From imagination.
Well, maybe we all have an unconscious something within us that influences us. How could it be otherwise in the world?
Mm-hmm.
But... There's certain, I make a drawing, but I don't make a great image. If you turn that around, you'd see the roughness underneath them. The whole top was rough.
Yes, and you can see here.
Just pick it up, and it's not too big. If you pick it up, you'll see them on the side.
That's the rough. And you do this by hand, get the smoothness.
Everything by hand. I smooth it. And then after I smooth it, I begin to see the form, you know, that comes out.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing, you see this feeling, this is what this man does.
Yes, I can see.
That's just a clear imagination.
It's a very satisfying feel, though.
I don't know what it is. I am getting rid of the name.
Put this back here.
Well, Mrs. Fire, we appreciate very much your spending this time with us.
Well, I enjoy it, but I don't know what you got out of it.
Well, I think we got a lot out of it.
You know, the very fact that you don't think that anything that you've told us is noteworthy in itself. I think the fact that you... are modest and feel that you have nothing to tell us is part of the whole picture of you, and I think quite an important part.
Thank you.